We're in a workshop behind his house, and Dan Crawford is sitting at a 1914 player piano. His feet are pumping out the tune, this one, The Muskrat Ramble. There are thousands of rolls lining the walls around him, and there are pianos everywhere.
I probably got 50 old pianos.
That's about one for every year he's been tuning pianos. It started with just one.
My dad went to a farm auction, and he bought a player piano. And I was just a young kid, and I remember I went with him to the auction, and I remember him saying, I've always wanted one of these. And I must have been just at that certain age where things just grab you, and it did.
He knew at the age of 10 that he was going to be a piano tuner and took several piano tuning courses in high school. Dan followed his teacher around on jobs throughout his hometown of Traer, Iowa, but he knew that there weren't enough people or pianos to keep him working. He packed up and moved to Des Moines.
And I think one of the first things I did was bid on the Des Moines Public School System tuning, and it seems like I bid $10. I'm pretty sure that's what it was. I wouldn't bet my life on that, but it seems like I bid $10 a piano.
In the 49 years since, anywhere there's been a piano, schools, churches, auditoriums, Dan's worked there. There's still one place that he's always hated working, though. Bars.
They usually had a real crappy piano, you know, just to barely get by, some kind of a junky piano that would make some kind of noise, and then you'd go in there to tune it, and it was just always noisy in there, and nobody would care, you know, whether they were making your life miserable or not, trying to make it hard for you to do your job.
In Dan's work, anything that makes sound is known as the enemy.
Well, yeah, dogs can be a problem. Anything that makes noise, vacuum cleaners are a big issue. I mean, I just can't deal with vacuum cleaners. You know, TV sets, radios, anything that makes noise, it's all done by ear. Piano tuning is...
Tuning by ear is a delicate, repetitive process, as he demonstrates on the piano in his living room. He hasn't tuned this one, fittingly, in several years.
That's such a...
Yeah. But even after 49 years of doing this, he still doesn't know how to play the piano.
And I wanted to learn everything there was to learn about a piano except how to play one.
Over the years, he has come across a few people who could play.
Elton John was at the state fairgrounds one year, years ago, and he rented a Steinway Grand. And I don't know if I should say this or not, because this might be considered slander.
What you got?
I hate to have Elton John sue me. But yeah, he got up on, this was a brand spanking new Steinway Grand, just brand new out of the box. Brand new. Flawless, just perfect. A walnut, no less. It wasn't even black. I mean, it was walnut, wood grain walnut finish. And he got up on top of the lid of that piano and tap danced on that, just demolished that lid of that piano.
He's full of stories like this, kind of like the pianos themselves, and that's what keeps him up at night.
I'd hate to think on a daily basis over the United States how many hundreds of them get hauled to the dump every day. And it's just tragic. I mean, if all you look at is just the wood that's in it, the veneer that's on the cabinetry, some of that veneer is from old growth oak trees. And, you know, it took those trees hundreds of years to get like that. And they were cut down 100 years ago and made veneer out of them. And people are, you know, they're hauling those to the dump. You know, I became the Piano Rescue League. You know, I just couldn't bear to see him go to the dump.
Dan Crawford is doing his best, and after he finds them, fixes them up, and tunes them, it's hard to argue with their results. For Urban Plains, I'm Avery Gregridge.